What up? This is Caroline with the CWC podcast, where we believe that life without your favorite foods is not worth living. I'm going to be talking a lot about my journey to food freedom, and of course, I will always keep it real by sharing the good, the bad, and of course, the ugly. First of all, welcome back to the CWC podcast. I'm so excited. I'm really excited for today because I have a huge announcement on the podcast today. I need to take a couple of deep breaths. So I've changed my aesthetic up a little bit. I got my new, I got these new pillow covers and I really like them. I was like over the colors on the other one. And I had that blanket right here and I took the blanket off and I took the fucking pillow covers off and I feel like this is very beachy and it's very me. I love like beachy aesthetic. I'm only deep breathing because like I'm nervous and I never get nervous ever filming. I don't ever get nervous like sharing stuff. I just got in such a groove where I just share whatever the fuck I want. And like, I don't care what anybody thinks. This is a little bit different. So I'm going to like open it with that. I got my notes here. Probably won't stick to any of them. And I know you guys are either listening and watching and thinking, just fucking tell us what it is. And I will. I'll just go ahead and get started into the story. Because this isn't something that, to me, this is a big deal. And it is a big deal. And it took me a very long time to come to this decision. So, but there's a whole like story on how I came to this decision. And I felt that it was extremely necessary to do an entire episode explaining why. I just felt it was, that was the best way to do it. So before we get started, I lately have just felt very stagnant with my energy surrounding, like, I just felt like I was doing the same thing over and over and over, thinking that there would be like some crazy different result, and it that just was not happening. And I know that like most of you listening to this can also say that you remember a time in your life where you felt like you were just fucking stagnant and you were just like sitting here like waiting for something new but not knowing what to do and not knowing if you should do something new. That's kind of where I've been hanging out. And you know, when I'll say this is, that is how I felt in 2014 when I started my transformation. It wasn't so much as like a stagnant energy, but I was just so out of my mind having postpartum depression and then like adding alcohol in on top of that exacerbated fucking everything. And I just couldn't even see straight. I remember just feeling very confused and not knowing, like, is this how I'm gonna live my life? Sort of vibes. And that's when I was like super scared. But I was also like, I know I need to do something, but I don't necessarily want to do it. I'm just gonna do it because I know I need to. And I signed up with a coach, started my transformation. And I always say, oh, the rest is history. Well, until like right now, I feel like, because when I started that, it became my life. And the gym became my medicine and I got in the most amazing shape of my entire life. But I had like not yet gone to therapy. I had a lot of trauma from my childhood that I like wasn't really even aware of that was affecting me, how I was like showing up in all my relationships and showing up in my marriage. Like I couldn't see it yet. All I was like laser focused on was like, I need abs and that will solve all my problems. Like dead serious. And I got the abs and I like had them year round and I was just eating chicken and rice every day and living in the gym. And like people started like following and saying, oh my gosh, how are you doing this? I know how much you love to eat fucking like processed cheese out of a can. How are you maintaining this physique year round? I don't get it. Like, what's the secret? And I just was very open. Like, I'm working out and eating a certain way every day. That's literally all I was doing. I wasn't doing anything crazy. And that kind of started a momentum where I started a group on Facebook and was doing makeup at the time. And like, just really like every day I was doing videos and like connecting with all of the women in that group and kind of just chronicling what I was doing. And I had decided to do a fitness competition, which again, that was something very out of my comfort zone. Like, I was so scared, but I was like, I want to do it. I want to feel good. I already feel good in my body. This is like, I never thought I would have a six pack abs. I want to do this competition because I'm going to win and I'm going to blow everybody out of the water. Like, I'm super almost like scary competitive when it comes to stuff like that. But I just, in my head, I was like, I'm going to win. So I took it seriously. I didn't cheat. I did everything by the book. I've talked about this in my books, like in depth. But I didn't realize that what I was doing was going to just exacerbate all of the fucking issues I had with food that I really didn't know I had. I was like, oh, I have everything figured out. I'll just eat chicken and rice the rest of my life. That's what I thought. I was still living in like a little box. I was still boxed up real tight and neat. Like, no, Caroline, you're not allowed to go out and eat dinner with your friends. You're not allowed to go have drinks. Like, you have to eat this chicken and rice so that you keep your body. That's all you wanted. And now you have it, so you can't lose it. That's what I did. And I was fine with it for a very long time. And when I did the show, I'll never forget, I instantly walked on stage and was like, I want to go home. I don't want to be here. I want to go home. And I, you know, as the competition like played out, I found out, oh, I was last place. Me and this other girl who I became friends with. And we were like last place out of everybody. And I was like, you know what? Like, I don't need this. I felt so good about myself 5 seconds ago. And now I feel like garbage. That's really fucked up. Based on someone else's perception of me, like, it was really hard. And I did not want to go back. I did not want to go back for the night show, but I did. I got drunk as fuck backstage, which, I mean, like 5 sips of wine, because I was like water depleted, hadn't eaten hardly shit in 3 days. Like, it took me literally less than like half a glass of wine. And I was hammered and I was loose and I felt great and my posing was better. But like at the end of that, I remember being like, I will never subject myself to this ever again. The scrutiny was like beyond what I could handle. And I knew it was coming, but it's like, you don't realize it until you're in that position and people are sitting there fucking looking at every inch of your body and judging you. It was awful. So, and it really fucked with me. So that 6 months later, I started Community with Caroline. And again, I had already kind of built up, like, everybody was watching my competition days and like how I was training, and like, it was inspirational. It really was. And so, but I kind of landed myself in much, much deeper water after the show, because I didn't realize you were going to have to diet like after. And so I just fucking spiraled. Like, I would not miss a meal without protein. I was weighing myself 5 times a day. It got really bad. And I just remember feeling like I will never be able to live my life like without feeling like I'm caged, like from fucking food. And like, it's so stupid. I don't want to live the rest of my life like that. So I started my, I call it my baby, like my brand, CWC. And like, since then, like, I'm going to skim over this a little bit because I need to get to the point. I guess I don't need to, but I can ramble, and I don't like when I just don't stop rambling. So CWC really changed my life, because I, at that time, didn't really have food freedom. I thought I did. And maybe I didn't think I did, but I went into it like knowing that I could coach women on how to get the body they wanted. I've seen it all. Like, I've worked out long enough. I know the tricks. I know what to do in the gym. I know what to do. Like, I don't even have to think about it or track macros anymore. Like, if I want my body to look a certain way, I know exactly what to do to get it that way. And so I just started coaching. And since 2017, you know, it's not been just me. You all know I have had Dana forever and multiple other coaches. And we've coached like over 3,000 women since then on how to, I don't want to say love their bodies, but accept their bodies and love their bodies, but also work to change it in whatever way they want. And that's also okay too. I feel like we now are living in a society where like every single thing we say or do is going to be judged no matter what. Like, you are damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. And if you're a creator or whatever you want to call it, like if you're someone who puts a lot of your life on social media, you're going to be scrutinized no matter what the fuck you do or say. Like, you're never going to please everybody. And that was really hard because deep down I'm like a people pleaser. And I remember the first time, I don't even remember what it was, but I just remember when I started to finally get some, I would say pushback and like some hate from people. And it was people I knew. It was so hard. I felt like this is the worst feeling ever. It's like thinking of going to middle school and everyone making fun of you, or like your underwear falling out of the locker, which fucking happened to me in elementary school. And it was like the most morbid experience of my entire existence. I'll never forget. Like, I had to bring underwear to school because I used to pee my pants. Like, I had an issue with that because I've had bladder issues my whole life. Most of you who follow me know that I have issues with like chronic UTIs. Aaron's coming in here. And so I've had bladder issues my whole life. And I like, please don't knock my table. Can you, Aaron, out? Like, I was going to let you come chill, but you're just going to come in here and like rip ass and groan and out. Go lay down. Thank you. Love you. He like scratches his back under my fucking wood table. And then like, he'll knock my whole like setup over in 2 seconds. But where was I at? Talking about getting hate, I think. Oh no, I was talking about underwear. I had to bring extra underwear with me to school and leave it in my locker in case I had a fucking accident. And it was really embarrassing. And it fell out of my locker. And I'll never forget it. Of course, it was like right when fucking class let out. So all the second graders run into the hallway and they see my underwear. It was awful. And where was I going with all of that? I literally don't know. I guess I was comparing like the embarrassment of like the first time I had hate. That's what it was. I just remember being like, how could someone not support what I'm doing? Like, why? I got very in my head about it. And then it got to a point where, obviously, since then, there's been way more. Now that I'm on TikTok, oh my God, you guys, people on TikTok do not hold back. They are fucking ruthless. And again, like, I would film a video and like these people would come after me and I would delete the video. And I just don't now. I don't even give a fuck. I'm like, go for it. Go fight in my comments. Call me whatever you want to call. Like, great. Boost my algorithm. I don't give a fuck. Like, I literally really don't. Some days it's different, but it's very rare now. Like, I genuinely overall am on here so much, sharing so much of myself, talking about my underwear falling out in my locker at second grade. Like, I don't really hold back anymore. So I mentally am prepared for people. There's going to be people that just don't like me. I'm not their cup of tea. That's fine. And there's also an unfollow button for those of you. Like, you can unfollow people whenever you want. I don't know if you know that. Anyway, so I guess that's kind of my vibe going into this. So when I got sick in 2018 with my breast implant illness, and it took forever to figure out what it was. I'm going to brush this piece of hair because it's literally driving me insane. Okay, there. All of what I thought that I had figured out went out the window. Like, I was fine as long as I was working out. Well, what do you do when you can't do that? And I'm legitimately like proposing that as a question to anyone watching or listening. If you have a vice that is something, whether it's like being obsessively clean and like you can't stand messes, I know how that is. That had to go out the window when I had kids. Like, I had to accept living in a mess. That's been really fucking hard. working out. If that's your thing and that's like your, I mean, say you're at like the competition level and that's all you do, that's your life, right? And then you get injured and it gets taken away from you. You physically are unable. Like, then what do you do? And I say all that because I wasn't prepared. Like, I did not ever think there would be a time where I physically was unable to work out. And I had had injuries even, but I mean, 6 weeks, 3 weeks. And then when I went back, I would always be so grateful for the ability to just fucking exercise. I remember like taking it for granted and then it never failed. I would get injured and be like, all I want to do is work out. And I couldn't. Or even having kids, like there's times you just can't. Like, your kid gets sick at school, you have to stop what you're doing and go help them and go bring them home and take care. Like, so all of these extenuating circumstances can happen. And I always just, I look at this so differently now, like, because it got kind of ripped away from me. And I, from 2018-ish till kind of now, so 6 fucking years, I've had all of these like really weird health issues. Well, I thought that they kind of stemmed from my steroid usage. I thought, oh God, I did steroids thinking nothing was going to happen. And it like sent my body into fucking hell. Like, and I have all these weird fucking things now. Like, I still have the throat clearing thing and all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. Well, so a couple years went by. I realized it's breast implant illness. I explant. All my symptoms go away. I think everything's great. I'm like, great, I'm gonna get back to working out. No, still couldn't do it. And then I kind of went through like a year there where I was having UTIs like back to back to back to back. And I realized that had a lot to do with my progesterone levels and my hormones, which I have then had balanced out. And I don't struggle with those anymore. And I also still do the baking soda, apple cider vinegar, literally fucking daily, because that keeps them away. And then, you know, I had last year, so I really have not struggled with my business at all since I started it. And I guess that's a really like privileged thing to say. I just haven't had to really like, yes, I've done marketing and I've done promotions and I've done giveaways and I've done contests and challenges, but I never had to like hustle. Like, the business just kind of fucking came. It just rolled in. Like, we would have surges and then we would have a little lull and then we'd have another surge. And so we got kind of used to having like an April surge, an October surge, and then it would kind of trickle all the other months. And 2023 was so slow. It was like humbling. I've gone through a really hard period of time where I'm like, what's wrong with me? People aren't signing up because of me. What am I doing wrong? And then when you're in that headspace, you're just, it's not a good headspace to be in, because almost nothing you say is what, like, I don't know how to put this. I was so in my head. I've been in my head for so long. Now that I'm looking back, I can see very clearly, and I've had a lot of clients, I've talked to a lot of clients about this. A lot of it is the economy. I mean, it's literal shit right now. So like, a lot of it's that. And then I think a lot of it has been Ozempic. And I say that, I mean, I've talked about that on my podcast twice with Tana. I love that it's available as a tool, because I have multiple clients even right now that are on it because they aren't making progress and we've exhausted every other effort. We've hit the hormones, we've hit therapy, we've done it all and nothing is working. So I know as their coach, okay, if we've done everything else, I've checked off all these boxes, you may just need a fucking metabolism reset. So you won't need to be on it for very long. Like, let Tana decide how long you stay on it, but this can it can reset your metabolism. And at this point, that's what you need. So I love having it as a tool, as a coach, to offer to my clients. But at the same time, it's really been frustrating, because I think there are so many people using it as the tool that it is, which is great, but they may not have ever done a program like this, or even like started to learn about tracking macros or counting macros, or what is a macro, or accepting your body, or you know what I mean? Like, those are steps that you cannot skip. And I say that, I'm being like, you can't skip those steps. I tried for years. I tried every diet in the book. And all I was trying was to reach that final goal. I didn't care about, I don't want to learn how to like myself. I don't want to learn how to look at my body and be appreciative. I just want a rock hard ass and fucking six pack abs. However, I get that. That's all I care about. So I feel like it is being utilized, I'm not going to say incorrectly, but I feel like you cannot skip over all those steps. You can't skip like the work that needs to be done internally, which is really learning how to accept, like hypothetically, if you stop taking it, and you gain all the weight back, then what? You're just going to do it again and then again. It's like keto. Yes, people could drastically lose weight on keto, but then what? I've said this for years. Then what? What are you going to do when you're 80? I don't even want my clients, my goal for all my clients is for them to eventually stop tracking altogether. Like, you don't want to be tracking macros when you're 80 years old. I don't. So that's where it's been. And it's been frustrating because I know a lot of people are just like, they're like, well, I'm going to try Ozempic. And so that has also affected, unfortunately, my business. And going through this whole thing, now that I see that, it's less of like, what am I doing wrong? What am I not doing right? And I'm like, okay, that's where we're at. But now it brings me to like this stagnant fucking energy. I, you know, moved my office from home last year. Last year was a fucking bitch, like with my nose surgeries, moving my office to my house, getting a home gym, thinking that like, oh, I'll just never leave my house. Well, that wasn't really good for me to do. Like, I literally was holed up in my house almost every day, which was not good for my mental health. Again, didn't realize it while I was in the tornado until after I got out. And then I looked back and like, whoa, I need to get out of the house. So it, you know, a couple months ago, I was talking to Dana and she was like, you're just not doing anything to really take care of yourself. Like, you're not even doing like the bare fucking minimum. And I was like, you're right. It almost felt like I was back to where I was in 2014. But this time it was worse because it's like, I know what to do. I know what the fuck to do. I'm not doing it. And she was like, you need to just start small. Start with baby steps. I was like, okay. So I did. And I don't go into anything anymore with like saying I'm going to eat this, I'm not going to eat that. I just don't do that. I don't believe anyone should. I don't believe in restrictions at all. So I was like, well, great. Nothing's going to have to change with my diet. So I'll just like start trying to work out a little bit. I'll drive into town. I signed back up at my gym and started driving into town and working out. And it felt really, really good. And at first I was only able to make it like, I think the first week I made it like twice, which felt amazing because it was two more times than I was used to going. And then I did one day the next week and then I did 3 days the next week. And eventually, and this is what happens when you start making small changes, which is why I harp on this all the time. Time is going to pass. Time is going to fucking pass. And you need to be doing stuff that you can do every single week consistently that you like doing, that you're like every Sunday night, you're like looking forward to that week. You don't want to go into the week like, oh God, I have to work out 6 days this week. How am I going to do all that? What if something comes up? Then I'm going to feel like a failure. You have to go into it almost with no expectations. And that's one of my favorite sayings, by the way, like expect nothing, appreciate everything. Because I feel like expectations are just the fucking worst. Because when you expect something and then it doesn't happen, you're let down. Just don't expect anything. And I say that 100% and that's getting me even closer and closer to my point and my announcement. So I just getting my health back really, which has been a painstakingly long journey that I thought would be like 6 months and it's turned into 4 fucking years. I noticed since I started doing craniosacral therapy with Grace, that was really the pivot because I still was having trouble. Like I'd have a good week at the gym and then I'd have a real shit week. And then I'd have one good week and then I'd have 2 shit weeks. So it's, and my mono antibodies were elevated out of nowhere. My doctor was even like, I have no fucking clue what's going on with your mono antibodies. That's really weird. So like, I still like, it literally felt like there was a piece of the puzzle this big that wasn't fitting right. And I was so close, I could taste it, but I didn't know. I was like, I'm out. Like, I don't know what else to do. I've done it all. That's when I went to see Grace, and she said my neck, where my spinal cord hooks in, was like all completely rotated, and she fixed it. It like instantly, that was when everything started to change. And it wasn't like an overnight fix. I mean, I felt better overnight. I felt like myself again overnight, but like my energy and stuff took a little bit to kind of catch up. And then she did a sacrum adjustment, which I've never had my sacrum adjusted. And if you haven't, holy fuck. When she did that, that was when I felt like a different person in the gym. I literally can't describe it any other way. I don't know how they do what they do. I can't explain it. I'm not going to fucking try to sit here and describe it, because I literally can't. Even when I'm in my session with her and she'll be like, oh, wow. And I'm like, oh, wow, I feel that. How are you doing that? And she's like, well, I'm not doing it. Your body, it's very fucking weird. That's all I'm going to say. But since she adjusted my sacrum, I'm working out harder than I have in years. I feel like I did when I started working out in 2014, just like bouncing off the walls with energy in the gym, hitting PRs and then going for more. Like, I have not done this in so long. It is so weird. And it's very much a feeling of like, at first I didn't trust it, because I'm so used to like getting a surge of energy and then feeling like shit, and then getting a surge of energy and feeling like shit. So I just learned to be like, oh, well, this is what this is again. I'm not going to get used to it. Like, hope it lasts. And it hasn't gone away, which is amazing. And it feels so good. And at the same time, I feel like now that I have a routine back with like the gym, and I'm feeling good in my body, I'm feeling good strength-wise, my body physically looks nothing like it did when I was in my prime, using air quotes. But I love my body more now than I did back then, because the way I was treating my body, truly, I wasn't appreciating it. It's almost like I was out of tune with my body. I wasn't even paying attention. I was just going to the gym and just murdering myself, and almost like punishing myself every time I would work out. And I don't do that now. Like, I acknowledge if I'm struggling physically, I'm like, okay, where am I at in my cycle? Do I need to pull back? Yep, that's what needs to happen. And I will go easy. I will not push it anymore. It's not worth it. And I'm very, 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 almost maybe eerily in tune with my body, which I think is a good thing. So with all that being said, bringing you back up to speed to like right now. For about a year, because I already said 2023 was a nightmare with just no change, just very, what do I do? What am I supposed to be doing? What do I do? Like, I've tried everything. It's almost like my health. Like, I've tried it all. What the fuck am I supposed to do? And I recently did a photo shoot with Holly. You guys have seen those pictures. I took some new, I wanted some new headshots, because the recent headshots I had, like, just made me like, they just gave me the ick. Cause like, I haven't really talked about this publicly. I'm not going to go into it publicly, but I had an experience that was not great. And it just, every time I looked at that fucking headshot, like on my podcast flyer, I was like, I fucking hate that photo. I hate it. I don't like it. It was like looking at a version of myself that I didn't recognize. And for whatever reason, I was just like, I need a new headshot. I don't like that photo. So I texted Holly. I was like, can you, like 30 minutes, can you just, I just want a new headshot. Well, it started out as just a headshot. And then of course I was like, oh, my merch got in. Can we do pictures of my merch? And oh my gosh, I had this tie, this Elvis tie that I've been dying to do like sexy photos with. Can we do like a couple of those? So she was, and of course, like Holly, she was like, yes. So I went to her house. We did this photo shoot. It was like, I felt like I had like stepped, I felt like I had shed a skin and stepped into like a new version of myself that day. And even Holly said something about it. She was like, your energy is so different from like what it was 3 months ago or however many months ago we filmed or did that other photo shoot. And I was like, so we were just chatting and having like the best time ever. And at the very end, I was like, can we please try to do just a couple of pictures with the Elvis type? Nothing crazy. We shot those pictures in like 5 minutes. I think 5 minutes. And she got some of the most amazing shots. And I recently posted one. And what's funny is there was another shot that I wanted to post. I was actually posting it. It was like I was captioning. And Josh was looking at them and he was like, don't post that one right there. Like, you can't post that. And I was like, why? And he was like, because the tie is like not covering your area and like you can see everything. And I was like, oh shit. So I need to put, I covered the motherfucking time up on this goddamn thing. So I was like, that's the one I wanted to post, damn it. Like, what the fuck? But I didn't post it, obviously.
Obviously.
And I posted the other one, which is still like pretty revealing. And I don't think I've posted a photo like that before. And I just love them so much. I love these photos. And it was just, it was fun. Like, I always joke that I'm like the most unsexy person, because I am really like, I'm super clumsy. If I try to do something when Josh and I are having sex, like I will fucking trip and fall off the bed. Like, that is just how it is. And that's how I am. It's how I've always been. And so I don't think of my, like you watch models get photographed and you're like, how do they look like that? I don't understand. Like, how do you make that face and then have it come across as sexy? I look like an idiot. It's a long running joke that when someone is photographing me, I'm like, please don't make fun of me. And I'm used to Holly now. So like Holly is like my safe space as a photographer. Like I cannot even have Josh photograph me. It is so fucking uncomfortable because he will literally be like, just stop looking at the camera. Look like over there. Because I just make these weird fucking faces. And I'm like, I wish I had the ability. I wish I had the ability to sing. And I wish I had the ability to like look in a camera and like have it come across like I think I'm coming across. Like I just don't. So anyway, when she sent me these Elvis photos, she was like, someone can do sexy pretty well, can't they? Like, you kept saying you don't know how to look sexy, but like, look at these shots. And I'm like, well, that's you. Like, you got the shot somehow in the midst of all that fucking awkwardness. Like, bless you, because I love these photos and that dinging is going to drive me fucking crazy. I don't know if I can. Son of a bitch. It's dinging on my stupid fucking computer. That is so annoying. Anyway, so I'm like dying over these photos, and I have been on and off for a year now discussing creating like an OnlyFans account. I've wanted to do it for a while. In the beginning, I was like, Josh would never be okay with that. No use in even talking about it. And then ironically enough, I think my sister had brought something up about it and was like, you have such a large following already. Like, I think you could really probably do pretty well. And I was like, the fact that you're bringing this up and like, it's just weird. Like, I can't even believe that you would be the one to talk about me doing this. But so again, it like got brought up and I like kind of entertained the idea, but then immediately was like, oh my God, no, no. Kyler is almost 15. I have like, no. And I just like shoved it away. And then it got brought up again. Don't remember how. And I have friends who are on there and they do extremely well. So when you hear that, you're like, huh, I wonder how well I could do. I mean, that's honestly like what came into my mind. So at that point, I talked to Josh about it and he was like, do it. I was like, okay, like that, you don't care? He was like, no. So I think I didn't really understand what it was about. And he was like, make an account. Go, like, just go look around. Like, that's the best way to find out, is just create your account and go look. So that's what I did. And obviously, like, the things that you think, like, if you know nothing about it, everything you think is true. So, like, there are accounts that exist that are XXX explicit, all the things, which is great. But then there's other accounts that like are no nudity at all. None. And a lot of them are like celebrities, and they're celebrities that do show nudity. But I feel like at the end of the day, just getting on the app and looking at the difference in what people post and the way they show up, I was like, oh, you can really get on here and just do you. Like, you can do whatever you feel comfortable doing. Because in my head, I was like, I don't want to do certain things. But I thought you had to. It's just like anything else. You do whatever the fuck you want. So that was when I started getting very like, maybe I should just do this. But I was still really nervous. And I was like, there is no way. So again, like, shoved it out of my head. And this was a couple months ago. So I walked in to get my lashes done last week. And this was right after I posted my Elvis photo and like made it my cover photo. And she was like, dude, why don't you have an OnlyFans? Like even her husband was talking about it. And like, you should have an OnlyFans. Why aren't you charging for shit like this? And I was like, this is just too weird that you're bringing this up, because I've thought about it for a long time and I just keep like dismissing it. And I noticed, and this is where I want to give you guys like a tip. We're really used to just like, anytime someone says something that gets like a trigger out of you, whether it's like, ooh, I don't know. We really don't think about how we're feeling. We immediately go to like logicalizing everything. Like, well, I can't do that because I have a son. I can't do that because what would I say if he saw this? I can't do that because what would this person say? What would that person say? What if no one ever even wanted to look at my phone? Like, you can go through all of these scenarios that talk you out of doing something. And we don't realize or recognize like how we're feeling about it. And to be honest, every time it came up, like there was an interest, but it was always shoved back down because I would immediately logicalize it away. I don't even know if that's a word, but I use that word all the time. So we're just going to fucking go with it. So when I noticed that day getting my lashes done, I was like, I love my lash lady. She's fucking hilarious. She was just going through all these scenarios. She was like, oh my God, you could do like sourdough ASMR, but like with your tits out. You could do like riding on a tractor. I was like, oh God, this is hilarious. And like a lot of it I was laughing at, but then a lot of it I was like, this would be really fun, A, to do like a photo shoot of all these ideas. And I just got very like excited. I was like, this is just the right time. Honest to God, that is literally the feeling I had that day. This was last Wednesday. I left and was like, this is what I'm doing. It was so weird. And it was like, I already felt like I had kind of shed this skin of what I was stuck in. And now it was like, I don't care anymore. And the thing I say, I don't care. I talk to my kids about mostly everything. I have a very different relationship with my kids than I did with my parents. Like, I talk to them about everything. So I was like, well, I will sit my kids down and explain this. Like, I'm not going to hide from it. Like, they're going to be the first to know. That way they aren't going to be surprised if, God forbid, someone did. Like, but that, I don't think that would happen. Even if it did, I'm like, they're going to be like, great, I already know. My mom told me. So I feel comfortable enough as a parent to discuss that. And I honestly feel like this is such a bigger topic, and why I'm even just now like announcing this, like I'm announcing that I'm like running for governor or something. Like, it's not that big of a fucking deal. I'm starting an OnlyFans account. Who cares, right? But I am so conditioned from being brought up in the Southern Baptist Church that there's still like almost like a knee jerk, I should be ashamed. I had to read that. That was from Holly. And what's really funny is if you were to just ask me point blank, I like any ideas about like the photo shoot that we have planned. We're doing a photo shoot this Wednesday. I'm so excited. I'm really excited. I have a whole fucking Google sheet of ideas. I am so excited to express this side of myself, because I am going to do this my way. I have oodles of ideas for like pictures, and like I really want to put like effort into this. But I also want to I will still be me. It's just going to be me on a different platform, showing more, obviously. But I'm still going to be me. I want to be more active with posting. And that's another thing that's been really fucking frustrating. If you're on Instagram and Facebook or even TikTok now, you know the algorithm. Like, I am so motherfucking done to being a fucking slave to the algorithm. I am fucking done. I've already been done. I've been done fucking a year ago. Like, I am so tired of feeling like I have all of this stuff at my disposal to actually help people in their lives. But like, because I'm a slave to the algorithm, like we all are, sometimes like my shit just won't get shown. And I don't know who's seeing my stories. I don't know who's seeing my posts. That's frustrating. And that has been a huge contributor to the stagnant fucking energy I felt, because I'm like, why the fuck am I going to waste all this time making fucking content when I don't even know if people are fucking seeing it? To me, that's a waste of time. I'll just do something else. So, and I know that's not always the case, but it is. Like, now the thing is like, oh, make these reels that are like 9 seconds long and like put captions on them to like get shown more. But if that doesn't feel like that's who you truly are, that's hard to do and like come across authentically. Like, that's really difficult. Like, but you're also like, I do want people to see what I actually do. So if I do want them to come over here, I have to like be a slave to the fucking algorithm and make a fucking reel. Like, I don't like that shit. Like, I've never, that I started this shit on Facebook, doing Facebook lives. That was just what I liked doing, like this. I like sitting and filming and talking. I do not like coming up with fucking mundane ideas about, oh, that's a great idea for a reel. Oh my God, that's a great idea for that. Oh my God, what caption? Like, I'm so fucking over it. I could vomit. I'm done. So that was a huge piece of like, okay, you know what? That fucking Elvis photo is hot. I bet I could charge for that over here on OnlyFans. Like, and I bet you, like, I don't know. I haven't gone into it yet enough to know, but I'm like, I'm pretty sure you just like filter, like people will filter over and follow you over there and watch what you do and pay attention to your posts, buy pictures, whatever. And it's, I don't know, in my head, I look at it more as like a more intimate relationship with your following or fans, and you get to choose how you show up to that following. So like I said, there are girls out there doing anything, and that's fine. Everybody gets to choose what they are comfortable showing or comfortable not showing. And I want to make that really clear. Like, if you do you, boo. Like, I always say that, you do you. And I'm going to do me. And like, I, again, feel like I'm still being like a little cryptic with it. Like, but I feel like I can still be like, I want to hold some of this for my announcement. Like, we're doing a photo shoot Wednesday. I'm going to get some images. This podcast is going to drop Friday. That's my plan. I have to have the images by then because I want to make sure I have stuff on there. I want to make sure I have content uploaded. There's already content on there. Like, I've been doing like vlog type stuff. I did a video today, like an about me video. I posted a couple photos. I did post that one picture that I was talking about, the Elvis photo that Josh was like, don't post on Instagram. I put that one up. So like, I do have stuff on there, but I want to have content for purchase when I launch it. And that was actually Josh's idea. I can't even take credit for that. Like, I was like, I want to talk about it. I want to say it. I want to announce it. Like, that's just my vibe. And he was like, I know you do, but you need to like pull the reins. You don't want to tell everybody you have this account and then have everybody go over there and be like, oh, okay. So there's nothing here. You got to have content. I was like, I agree. So, and last but not least, I'm looking at my notes. It's like, I do this every single time. I personally feel like this is somewhat of an extension of my brand, of CWC. Me feeling stagnant was a real thing. And it was something I was really struggling with. Like, what's my next move? I don't know what, I'm not excited about anything anymore. And I say that. I'm still excited about CWC, but like last year with it being so slow, it's like, where are the signups? We always have like 100 people signing up at one time and then like divvying everybody up between coaches. Like, where the fuck is that? And then it really took a lot of like, okay, Like, cereal is $28 a box. Ozempic, like, everyone's on it. And I'm not saying that's, like, the reason, but it is. It's affecting it. And I couldn't live in that bubble of, like, what am I doing wrong? I'm wrong. Something's wrong with me. That imposter syndrome. Like, I'm not that person that's just, like, I don't even know. Like, I always internalize. I will immediately go to, like, what is it that I did wrong? And I wish I'm still working on that. I'm getting a whole lot better. But it's like a knee jerk. And I think this is a woman thing. I think we're taught from a very young age to judge ourselves and be like, well, you need to stop being so loud. You need to stop being so crazy. Calm down, then we can talk. Like, that's almost just embedded into who we are. And, like, if you guys don't notice this, when you're walking anywhere, in the gym, down the street, men don't move for us. Most of them don't. I still will find myself moving over if I'm walking past a man. Men will just walk right into you. They don't give a fuck. They will literally shoulder check you. And yesterday I was lunging at the gym and there was a guy walking, like, he was going to walk right in front of me. Normally I would stop, even though he should have gone around, because I'm lunging on a track. And I noticed that I hesitated and I was going to stop and let him go. And I was like, you know what? No, fuck that. And I just kept lunging and he went around me. We judge ourselves so hard for everything. And I feel like deep down, we all want to feel sexy, feel loved, feel like people care about us, feel like we're important, feel like people care what we have to say. And I feel like a lot of the times it feels like a fight, because, like, for me personally, I get so worked up and passionate about certain things that, like a lot of the times there are people who are like, calm down just a minute, like, it's okay. And I'm like, don't tell me to calm down. Like, I'm excited about this. Like, nothing is worse than being made to feel that way when you're genuinely excited about something. Like, nothing. In my opinion, there is no worse feeling. And this, to acknowledge that I'm having that same excited, like, almost butterflies in my stomach feeling about this endeavor, it's the same feeling I had when I started CWC. It's the same feeling I had when I started my transformation. And I don't even know, what is that 7-year itch thing? 2014, I guess, to 2007, it was only 3 years difference. But it's been 7 years since I started my business. I don't know. I'm excited. I'm excited about something, and I'm also nervous because I genuinely don't care what most people think about me. I obviously care what, like, my family, my sister, my husband, my close friends, I care what they think about me. But I've already, like, spilled the beans to all of those people, and everybody is supportive. And there are a couple of my close friends who, it's definitely not for them, but they're like, you've already made your mind up and I know that's how you are, and you do you. And I, at the end of the day, like, if you feel good about doing something, then you should be doing it. You should do it. And that's where I'm at with it. And I'm so fucking excited. There was something else I was going to say, and it was just on the tip of my tongue. Oh, that's where I was going. And I totally lost. This is why I take fucking notes. I wrote, being sexually free despite growing up in a very conservative state in a Baptist church. But I kind of already discussed that a little bit. I didn't start even talking about, like, sex or anything until I had John Romanello on my podcast a couple years ago. And he actually came on the podcast twice. And if you have not seen those episodes, they are so good. He is so educational and, like, he knows, he's very well spoken. It's very intimidating to even, like, talk to him because he is so well spoken, but he is, like, the nicest person and is very good at teaching you how to chip away at the shame, specifically around sex. And that I started then. That was kind of like the starting point. And to think that now I'm even, like, getting ready to, like, take photos. I don't know yet. Again, I'm not even like stating what I'm going to do because I don't know yet what we are going to do until Holly gets here on Wednesday. Like, I don't know what she's going to be comfortable shooting. I don't know what I'm going to be comfortable shooting. I know like I'll probably like, I'm just very much like, oh, do it all. Like, that's just my, like, go big or go home. So I don't know. We shall see. But I do have an account. I feel like I should at least like say my, like promote my account while I'm sitting here talking about it. Oh my God, what is my username? I think it's Caroline Mathias. Because my Instagram is Caroline C. Mathias. My Instagram on TikTok, my TikTok handle is Caroline C. Mathias. But I think my OnlyFans is Caroline Mathias. All one word. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. I'll link it in the show notes. But it's weird right now because I don't, like, no one knows. So, like, posting on there is so weird because it's just like I'm posting to myself because I haven't announced this yet. So no one knows I even have an account. It's really weird. But I'm like, I'm putting stuff on here knowing that like people are going to go over there and follow. But it's weird like right now. It's like I'm putting pictures up and no, like I don't have any followers yet because no one knows. It's kind of exciting actually. And let's be real. My fucking ass is already all over Instagram. Like how many selfies of my ass have I posted on Instagram? It's about time I start like posting that shit for like money. Anyway, that's my big announcement. I'm so excited. Have I said I'm excited? It just feels nice to do something different. It feels nice to stop banging my head up against a wall and like willing something to happen that like might happen in a month. It might happen in a year. It might happen in 3 months. I don't fucking know, but like I can't just sit here and bang my head against a wall. And also, we have this farm, yes, and we do the private tours, yes. And I have people who will say, if I book a tour, can you come out and like, I want to meet you and say hi, because these are people I talk to all the time on Instagram, mostly women. And I'm like, yes, of course, like you will be getting sourdough because I make so much that I have a whole fucking freezer full. So you're going to get some sourdough. I'm going to come out and do the tour with you. But at the end of the day, the farm stuff is not, it's not my passion. It's just not. I am here to help, obviously. Like right now we have a camel baby that is a bottle baby and we didn't know she was going to be a bottle baby. And it's really fucking hard because you feed them like a newborn baby. It's exhausting. But I do it. I'm not going to not feed an animal that needs to be fed. But this isn't my thing. This is Josh's thing. I support him doing this because it's his passion. He loves doing it and he's doing it very well. And he's making a really great name for himself along the way. And us. I should stop saying himself. I just like refer to it like his thing, which it really kind of is, but it is all of us. Like the kids work hard. I work hard. Like, I mean, we have like 100 fucking animals. Like it's not a small gig. It is a full-time gig. No matter what Josh Mathias tells you, this is a full-time gig. Outside of my job, outside of his other full-time job, well, not full-time, but like he owns a lawn company, like outside of that, like this is a full-time job, no matter what he fucking tries to tell you. And anyway, but there was like a moment where it was like, well, would you want to do anything with like the farm stuff? And I was like, no. I'm here to help, obviously. If I'm home during the day and something needs to be done, I'll do it. But this isn't what I live for. Like starting my business and having it be so successful and being able to help so many people really opened my eyes up to a part of myself that filled me with self-confidence and a purpose. Like I feel like I have a purpose. And I am not going to sit here and say my purpose other than my kids. Obviously my kids are my fucking purpose. But I feel like, again, women are just fucking pigeonholed into like feeling guilty about saying, well, I want to do this for me. Well, what about your kids? Aren't your kids your purpose? No fucking shit. Yes, my kids come first, obviously. But I want something for me. Most women would agree with me and say, yes, I like to be able to work out and feel good about myself. I like to buy clothes that I feel sexy in. I like people to compliment me. I like to feel free, whether that's sexually or anything. Why are we stunted in that department? It's like the saying, like, we want a lady, what is it? A lady in the what is it? A lady in the street and a freak. And I don't know. That's a really, I like, obviously I just fucking bombed that, but you know where I'm going with it. It's like, we want you to like all these things, but we don't want you talking about them. We want you to like all this shit and be really fucking dirty and kinky, but don't talk about it. And don't post pictures of yourself. And don't post a photo of your butt cheeks. And don't look overtly sexual when we go out somewhere. Like, and that's not obviously Josh. He, like, I post whatever I want. I obviously this new endeavor, like, he is in full support of. And so I'm very lucky. I'm very lucky to have a husband who is super supportive in letting me do whatever the fuck I want with my own body. But there are a lot of women who don't have that support system. And I see it all the time. And it's really fucking frustrating for women to not feel like they have something for them. And the second they do, they get judged for it, or they get judged for taking time away from something they're doing for them because they're not helping out with the family or the kids or whatever. And it's just, it's very unfair. So I don't even know where that all came from, but I guess I did write that down too. Self-empowerment, women empowerment. I wrote, I never felt happier in my skin and I want to celebrate it. And that's honestly a huge part of this as well. Having cellulite on my stomach and having cellulite on my legs, and this is literally, this piece of hair is driving me insane. I'm about to like slice it off. Funny story, I'm getting my hair done on Wednesday. This photo shoot landed at perfect time. I'm not trying to get distracted. I wanted Katie to cut like shave more because this fucking clump of hair drives me literally insane. But now that I have a head tat, I'm like, oh my God. Josh was like, what would you do? You can obviously shave however much else you want, but like, then you're gonna have to like extend your tattoo. And I was like, I don't want to fucking do that. Ow. I don't want to get another head tattoo. That fucking hurt. That's another thing Josh Mathias overtly lies about. I'd be like, oh, that feels fine. That tattoo doesn't hurt at all. And then I'm laying there like dying. Like, you're a liar. Anyway, I find it ironic that my body is so much softer than it was 5 years ago. My abs are kind of showing, but like, they're covered up with like some fluff, and that's fine. And my legs don't look anything like they did. Neither does my butt, but like, I don't care. And that to me is more freeing than I think any feeling I've ever had throughout this entire process. Throughout the process of starting my transformation and really kind of coming into my own skin and feeling so self-confident, all the while ignoring like being able to live real life. And then starting my business and that giving me like beyond a purpose. And getting to help so many women, literally watch women sign up and be like, I don't want to take photos of myself. I don't want to look at myself. And then at the end of their program, they're like, I love my body. How did that happen? Like, that is the best feeling I've ever had. I think Dana and all of the CWC coaches would say the same thing. And so that ultimately is just like, that is the best feeling. It's my purpose. But now being able to sit here and say that I am about to embark on this, and it's scary, but I think that's a good thing. But I'm also super excited, and I get to do this my way and show what I want to show and take super hot, tasteful photos with like the most amazing photographer ever. And shift my content to a completely different platform, which is very exciting and scary at the same time. But knowing that I'm doing this without going, oh, great, I have to diet for a whole week until my photo shoot. I'm not going to eat. I'm not going to drink water. I'm not going to do this. Oh my God, I have to go work out every day. Like, none of that's happening. That would have happened in the past. None of that is happening. And the day of the shoot, on Wednesday night, I am not going to be like, oh my God, only angle this. Oh my God, don't look at this. Don't shoot that. Like, I'm just going to be like, here you go. Shoot it all. Like, I don't. And that is a feeling I never thought I would achieve with my body in my life. Unless I was like rock hard with a fucking 8-pack. But I didn't. I was so caged back then. Now I'm like, I just feel very free with it. And loving your body despite the things that you wish to fix is the most freeing feeling that you will ever feel. And having a photo shoot in 2 days and literally like not having any food noise of like, make sure not to eat this, don't eat carbs, only eat protein, only drink water, but don't drink too much water. Like, not to have that chatter is like, it is amazing. So anyway, that's it. We're right at an hour. This is about where I wanted to cap it out. If I had any advice moving forward, if you guys are on Ozempic, listen, I am like, regarding OnlyFans, Ozempic, anything, you guys, I don't judge people for doing shit unless you're hurting an animal or a child. I don't judge you for doing shit, nothing. I feel like we need to step away from like the judgment of fucking everything with people. Like, but just make sure that you also try to understand the basics of protein, carbs, and fats, which are macros. Try to like at least learn about it, because I don't want people to get on it and be super successful and lose weight and then be like, oh my God, I don't want to gain it back. Like, because that will happen if you don't understand the basics of macros. It will. You will gain weight back because you have to have that knowledge. I say this all the time. You have to have a knowledge of like the types of workouts that are beneficial for long-term fat loss, which is strength training. But that's not what you have to do. You don't have to fucking strength train. You can go walk. You can do yoga. Do what you like. Work out in a way that you enjoy, that you can do long-term. That's my best advice as far as exercise goes. As far as food goes, it's the same. Eat shit you like daily. Stop obsessing about food. Eat things in small fucking portions. Make sure you're trying to get some protein. Doesn't have to be 800 grams at every meal. Try to get some. Try to start incorporating protein if you haven't been. It is important for keeping you feeling full and muscle building. It is important. Like, it's literally amino acids. Your whole body is made up of them. We need protein. You also need carbs. Please, please don't skip carbs. Ladies, I'm talking to you, and men for that matter. Like, the amount of people I see that are like severely under eating is alarming. You guys are, I can literally probably just talk to like 100 of you right now. You're not eating enough. You're not eating enough. You're not getting enough calories. You're not getting enough calories to make the progress you want to be making. You will not lose weight if you're not eating enough. The whole thing of like, oh, but I'm not, I need to be in a deficit. I need to starve. That's not right. That's not true. That's not true. You have to eat. You have to eat to lose. And that is a fact. If you have fucked your metabolism like beyond repair, eating less is going to make that worse. Your body will not lose weight if your metabolism is all fucked up. In order to get your metabolism back to where it needs to be, depending on your situation, 9 times out of 10, you got to fucking start eating food. Start eating food. Maybe look at your hormones, but like it, this is really a simple formula once you know it. And that is my goal, is to teach everybody this formula. It's not fucking hard and you don't need an easy way out. Ozempic is an easy way out and I'm glad that we have it, but please don't skip over the stuff that you fucking need to be working on that will come back and bite you in the ass when you get off of it. You have to still be able to accept your body. Say you gain all the weight back. Are you going to be fine? No? Okay. Well then start here. Do all that stuff while you're doing it. And that way you have like a good thing to fall back on. Anyway, that's my spiel about that. Caroline.fit is my website. If you want to sign up, we have all of like, I'm ready for like 100 of you to sign up right now. Dana has said the same thing. So I am hoping that like, once it starts to kind of like, I don't want to say fall off, but like, I do think eventually there, I mean, you can't be on it forever. So I do think that once we get like a little bit past this, and hopefully, I know I'm probably speaking collectively in this, like when I say, hopefully, like our economy will start turning into like, I don't know, an eighth of a dumpster fire so we can all start thriving again. Like, what the fuck? But I do, at the end of the day, just like, and I say this wholeheartedly, me coming on here and explaining all this and like my decision, like I didn't feel like I had to explain why, but I kind of felt like I did. Like I didn't need to, but I wanted to, because I would rather release a podcast episode about my decision and my choice and what I'm going to be doing, as opposed to just like, surprise, like, I don't know. I love this podcast. I've missed filming so fucking much. And I've really kind of taken the pressure off myself to like drop weekly episodes. Like, I'm just going to film when I have something to say and something that I'm really passionate about talking about. And today was one of those days. And I had a lot to update on. So there's that. That's it. Holy shit. I touched on everything. Be yourself and fuck what anyone else thinks. That's my message for today. And I will talk and see at the same time. Talk to you guys, or see you guys, in the next episode.
Thank you for checking out the CWC podcast. If you want to learn more about our community, make sure to check out the show notes.